锁定 Radio 774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天呢，我们要继续的和卢涵来关注这部亲情片《良医妙药》。
Hi everybody, I'm Luhan. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to the second installment of the movie Extraordinary Measures.
昨天我们说到，在 John 拜访了 Stonehill 教授之后呢，他有一个新的想法，他要建立一个基金来资助 Stonehill 教授，把他的研究理论呢变为可以用于临床的药物，来治愈患上了庞贝氏症的儿童。虽然这个举动呢看似很疯狂，但是他毕竟给 Crowley 夫妇带来了无限的希望和动力，所以他们开始发动身边的一切力量筹备资金。
Along with his wife Aileen, John raises money for the research of scientist Stonehill to develop the drug to save his children's life.
Stonehill 教授如约前来拜访，认识了 Crowley 家的孩子们，看到随时可能失去生命的孩子们依然乐观地面对生活，看到了 Crowley 夫妇竭尽全力地在挽救孩子们的性命，Stonehill 教授深受感动，他告诉 John 自己打算和这个 John 呢合伙创业，独立研究新药。
What? This is the、first installment against the promise I've made. To tell you the truth, that's more than I expected. Dr. Stonehill, we promise that.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't have enough time then.
I know.People learn a lot about a person on the internet these days. Learn about a working class kid from New Jersey, worked his way through Harvard Business School, clawing his way up the ladder at Bristol Myers. But what Google can't tell you is that this scared, desperate, bullshit son of a bitch.
Wait just a minute.
Don't interrupt. Do and say whatever it takes to get results. Which is why you and me are going into business together, Jersey.
Excuse me.
I'm tired of begging breadcrumbs from the university and giving them the patents to my ideas. They don't value my work. You do. Which is why I'm setting up my own shop.
Figure any dude in a business suit can help me raise venture capital and run the company, but who's going to be half as motivated as a dad who's trying to save his own kids?
So this is the shittiest offer you're ever going to get.I can promise you less money, longer hours, lousy working conditions, plus if we raise the money, you're going to have to relocate to Nebraska.
Oh, and with the right business plan, I can also promise you a working enzyme for Pompe disease. I can't cure your kids, you know that. They're always going to be in wheelchairs, but I think I can save their lives.
在这么短的时间里呢，虽然 John 和妻子一直都很努力，但他们只是筹到了第一笔9万多块钱，离他们的目标50万还是有很大的差距的。但是 Stonehill 告诉 John 呢，他相信 John， 因为通过从网上搜索到的信息呢，他已经了解到了 John 到底是一个什么样的人。
A working class kid from New Jersey， John 的成长经历是怎么样的呢？一个新泽西州工薪阶层家庭的小孩 ，worked his way through Harvard Business School。Following his way up the ladder at Bristol Myers, 努力上了哈佛商学院，然后呢，又在 Bristol Myers 这个药厂爬到了高层。Claw someone's way up the ladder, 他呢也很好理解，就是按照字面意思来理解，顺着梯子一直往上爬。
Stonehill 说到的这些关于 John 的简历呢，是他从这个互联网上了解到的信息，但他说互联网没法告诉我你真的是一个怎么样的人。实际上 Stonehill 看到了 John 的坚持不懈的努力要挽救他孩子的生命，他也是深受感动，并且呢他告诉 John 打算和 John 合伙创业。
And he says I'm tired of begging breadcrumbs from the university and giving them patents to my ideas. 我已经厌倦了向大学乞讨还要出卖我的专利。 They don't value my work, you doWhich is why I'm setting up my own shop. 他们并不看重我的工作，你才看重我的工作，所以我才想建立自己的公司。Figure any dude in a business suit can help me raise venture capital and run the company. 看看哪个穿着西装革履的小子能够帮我筹集一些风险资金，然后来帮我经营公司。But who's going to be half as motivated as a dad who's trying to save his own kids? 但是谁还会比一个患儿的父亲更加有动力做这件事呢？这里 Dr. Stonehill 提到了这个 venture capital， 就是我们经常听到的风投，也就是风险投资的意思。For example, we can say the venture capital they raised wasn't enough to start a company. 他们所筹集到的风投并不足以让他们开始公司的运营。
当然了 ，Stonehill 也说，你和我创业啊，其实这是一个很艰苦的事儿。比如说，你要拿很少的工资，而且你要干活干得很累很长时间。不过对你来说，应该一切都是值得的。
He says, with the right business plan, I can also promise you a working enzyme for Pompe disease.
如果有一个好的商业计划呢，我也可以向你保证，我一定会研究出对庞贝氏病有效的酶的。
I can't cure your kids, you know that.
我不能完全治愈你的孩子，这你也知道。
They're always going to be in wheelchairs, but I think I can save their lives.
他们肯定会一辈子待在轮椅上，但我想我能保住他们的命。
要想依靠这样刚刚成立的这个基金会来筹集资金支持新药的研发呢，肯定是有很大的困难的。所以 Stonehill 教授带来了一个大胆的提议。那这个提议呢，无疑给 Crowley 夫妇带来了前所未有的希望。我们再来听一听这个片段。
This is the first installment against the promise I've made. To tell you the truth, that's more than I expected. Dr. Stonehill, we promise that...
Yeah, I know.
If you didn't have enough time, then...
I know. You can learn a lot about a person on the internet these days. Learn about a working class kid from New Jersey, worked his way through Harvard Business School.Clawing his way up the ladder at Bristol Myers. But what Google can't tell you is that this scared, desperate, bullshit son of a bitch.
Wait just a minute.
Don't interrupt. Do and say whatever it takes to get results. Which is why you and me are going into business together, Jersey.
Excuse me.
I'm tired of begging breadcrumbs from the university and giving them the patents to my ideas. They don't value my work. You do. Which is why I'm setting up my own shop.Figure any dude in a business suit can help me raise venture capital and run the company, but who's going to be half as motivated as the dad who's trying to save his own kids?
So this is
the shittiest offer you're ever going to get. I can promise you less money, longer hours, lousy working conditions, plus if we raise the money, you're going to have to relocate to Nebraska. Oh, and with the right business plan, I can also promise you,working enzyme for Pompe disease. I can't cure your kids, you know that. They're always going to be in wheelchairs, but I think I can save their lives.
Stonehill 教授的提议呢，显然给 Crowley 夫妇带来了新的希望。但是要这样放弃现在的这个工作去创业的话，对于这个家庭来说，这确实会是一个非常冒险的决定。
Okay, so we agree we can't uproot the kids.
Where Stonehill fails. Or what if he succeeds too late to help Max and Patrick? Then what?
Then, if we're going to lose them young, you want to spend every minute you can with them. John, that day that you flew to Nebraska, when you suddenly just...ditched work and... My God, I thought you'd lost it. You scared me. But once we rolled our sleeves up and we started fundraising and meeting other Pompe families, it made me feel like... I mean, do we just accept our fate and do what we're told by all the well-meaning doctors and wait for the worst to happen?Or do we fight it?
当天晚上呢 ，Crowley 夫妇也在商量，到底是不是要接受 Stonehill 的这个建议，要 John 呢放弃现在的工作和 Stonehill 一起去创业。显然呢，现在 John 还是有一点犹豫。
但是妻子呢鼓励他说 ，John, that day that you flew to Nebraska when you suddenly just ditched work and I thought you'd lost it, you scared me.
他说 ，John, 那天你突然飞到 Nebraska 扔下工作，我以为你失去理智了，你可真是吓到我了。
But once we rolled our sleeves up.And we started fundraising and meeting other Pompe families.
但是当我们卷起袖子开始募集资金，然后见到其他的庞贝氏症家庭
，It made me feel like, I mean, do we just accept our fate and do what we're told by all the well-meaning doctors and wait for the worst to happen?
让我觉得呢，我们是要接受命运，乖乖听那些善良的医生们的话，等待最坏的结果来临。
Or do we fight it?
还是我们要同命运抗争呢？
显然 ，Crowley 夫妇选择了后者，他们要同命运进行抗争，因为他们都不愿意放弃这个挽救自己孩子生命的唯一的机会。这样不顾上司的劝阻，毅然决然地辞职了，打算开始和 Stonehill 一起创业。
Then John takes on the task full time, trying to raise venture capital.
I think you're making a mistake. I really do.
Even if you were credible as the CEO, which you are not, the odds against you are crushing. 9 out of 10 biotechs crash and burn. So where does that leave your kids when their dad is flat broke, with no job, and no health insurance? Now, if you stay at Bristol, the guys upstairs are ready to put you in the VP slot at the end of the third quarter with a 40% salary bump. John, your family's going to need that money, aren't they?
Pete, you're right. This is crazy. I'm chasing the wind. You can't just sit around and wait for my kids to die. Yeah,
当 John 和他的上司 Pete 说起了自己的想法，他打算辞职和 Stonehill 一起去创业的时候，显然 Pete 是非常的不看好，而且极力的挽留。
Pete says, I think you're making a mistake, I really do. 我觉得你这个选择确实是错的。 Even if you were credible as the CEO, which you're not, the odds against you are crushing. 你其实没有能力当首席执行官，就算你有这个能力，这个注定也是赔本生意。为什么 Pete 要这么说呢？因为9 out of 10 biotechs crash and burn. 十个生物科技公司里面九个都会倒闭。The odds 就是一件事情发生的几率的意思。For example, you can say, the odds of me getting into a good school is virtually zero. 我能够考上一座好学校的几率几乎是零。
Pete 呢先是吓唬一下 John, 说你看这个你这么做啊风险是相当的高的。另外呢如果你留在公司里是很有好处的，因为马上你就要被提升为副总裁了，而且呢还会有大幅度的提薪。像你家里现在这种情况难道不是很需要钱吗？
And John says, Pete, you're right. This is crazy. I'm chasing the wind. 他说 Pete, 你说的都对，我现在做的确实比较疯狂。我是在追逐风，言外之意呢就是在追逐一个不可能实现的梦想。But I can't just sit around and wait for my kids to die. I can't do it. 但是我不能眼睁睁地看我的孩子死去啊，我做不到。
这样呢最后还是选择了辞职去追求这个看似不可能实现的梦想，开始了跟 Stonehill 的合作。Stonehill 教授对自己的研究成果是非常的自信，但他呢也是一个性格古怪的科学家，不善于跟人合作，对于投资人提出的苛刻的要求是不肯妥协，导致谈判几乎已经破裂了。
Stonehill goes and completely sabotages the meeting. I mean, he completely blew my plan right out of the gate.
Okay, I guess that he's a loose cannon, but do you still believe in his science?
If I don't raise $10 million in capital, science doesn't matter. Well,
John 告诉妻子呢，如果他们不能够获得这个风投，不能得到这一大笔资金的话，再先进的科学研究成果也是毫无意义的。而与此同时呢， John 家的两个孩子的病情也在不断的恶化， John 感觉到了时间的紧迫，他必须说服 Stonehill 尽快争取到资金。
Without Rensselaer, there's no reason for us to even think about other venture groups. Fine! Then I won't think about other venture groups.
Great!Spend the rest of your life dreaming up great ideas that don't get funded. Draw brilliant diagrams on the wall that cure diseases in theory, but never help a single human being in reality.
John 单独找到了投资人，跟投资人达成了协议之后呢，又来找 Stonehill。他告诉 Stonehill， 如果跟这一家投资集团的合作没有成功的话，他们也找不到其他更合适的合作对象了。
And then John says, "You're going to spend the rest of your life dreaming of great ideas and don't get funded." 他说，那你一辈子就只能发你的美梦，永远无法获得资金。Draw brilliant diagrams on the wall that cure diseases in theory.只能你在墙上画画漂亮的图表，然后在理论上解决一下疑难病症， but never help a single human being in reality， 但却无法永远真正帮助到任何人。
显然 Stonehill 呢还是被 John 说服了，最终同意在合同上签字了。他们获得了风投资金，开始筹建自己的实验室，使研究工作步入了正轨。但是很快投资人得到消息说，另一家大型的制药公司 Zymergen 正在测试三种治疗庞贝氏症的新药。迫于压力，投资人希望 John 和 Stonehill 赶紧证明他们的研究是物有所值的。
Science takes time, Jersey. Don't they understand?
Yeah, they do. They can read the Wall Street Journal. They see that Zymergen is testing 3 different Pompe drugs.
They're testing 3 because they don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm testing 1 because it's the right one.
I know. I believe you, Bob. Why else do you think I put up with all your shit? Look.
I want you to go toe-to-toe with Zymergen scientists. Prove to them that your enzyme is best.
I can do that.
That's the reason I've entered into conversations with them to buy our company.
You're telling me? You're not asking me?
Oh, come on, Bob. I am just being fiscally responsible.
Nobody's gonna tell me how to run my lab.
If I can engineer a deal, and that is a really big if, you're going to have to forgive me for all the money I'm going to make you.
I don't care about money. I'm a scientist. I care about more important things than that.
Don't you tell me about more important things to care about.
Do the math.
Either we sell the company and get a huge cash infusion, or the investors will shut us down.
对于现在的这种状况呢，John想到了一个最佳的解决办法。
He tells Stonehill, I want you to go toe-to-toe with Zymergen's scientists. 我希望你能和 Zymergen 的科学家合作。Prove to them that your enzyme is best. 证明给他们看你的酶是最好的。And John continues, that's the reason I've entered into conversations with them to buy our company. 这也就是为什么我愿意和他们开始谈购买我们公司计划的原因。
作为一起创业的合作伙伴呢 ,Stonehill 对于这样的这个决定显然是非常的不高兴。他说难道这个事儿不应该咱们俩商量吗？怎么你一个人就可以做主呢？而且 Stonehill 呢显然更喜欢单打独干，他不愿意自己的这个公司被别的公司收购。甚至他还赌气说，我只是一个科学家，我才不关心钱的事情呢。
So John says, do the math. Either we sell the company and get a huge cash infusion.Or the investors will shut us down.
你好好算一算，要么我们卖了公司，获得巨大的资金投入，要么就让投资方把我们这个项目停掉。Infusion 这个词本意呢是注入物的意思，所以在这里呢就是引进的资金，还可以理解为一股引进的力量。
For example, I can say our company has got an infusion of useful talent.
我们公司新招进来了一些有天赋的年轻人。
Stonehill 呢是一个性格有点古怪而且很固执的科学家，他不肯为了钱呢而向投资人低头。同时呢 Stonehill 对自己的研究非常的自信，他认为自己的研究方向呢肯定是最正确的，他不愿意和其他的科学家合作。那这个时候呢就需要这样摆事实讲道理了，因为在现实情况下呢他们必须做出选择，要不然停止研究，要不然就同意这个 Zymergen 公司的收购计划。影片当中呢有很多 John 和 Stonehill 之间的对话，而且都非常的精彩，这也应该算是其中最精彩的片段之一了。我们再来欣赏一下。
Science takes time, Jersey. Don't they understand?
Yeah, they do. They can read the Wall Street Journal. They see that Zymergen is testing three different Pompe drugs.
They're testing three because they don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm testing one because it's the right one.
I know, I believe you, Bob. Why else do you think I put up with all your shit?
Look, I want you to go toe-to-toe with Zymergen scientists. Prove to them that your enzyme is best.
I can do that.
That's the reason I've entered into conversations with them to buy our company.
You're telling me? You're not asking me?
Oh, come on, Bob. I am just being fiscally responsible.
Nobody's going to tell me how to run my lab.
If I can engineer a deal, and that is a really big if... You're going to have to forgive me for all the money I'm going to make you.
I don't care about money. I'm a scientist. I care about more important things than that.
Don't you tell me about more important things to care about.
Do the math.
Either we sell the company and get a huge cash infusion, or the investors will shut us down.
为了获得充足的资金和时间继续研究， John 再次说服了 Stonehill 同意被 Zymergen 制药公司收购。 Stonehill 要和公司里的其他三个研究小组同时研发制作新药所用的酶，但是时间不等人， Crowley 家的孩子们的病情发展迅速， Crowley 夫妇再次被医生警告说孩子们的时日已经不多了。
How long?
I don't like to predict.
Please.Dr. Weldon, we won't hold you to it. We just need to know something.
John.
How much more time do we have? How long?
Well, if there's another respiratory crisis, all bets are off. But otherwise, Megan, maybe a year. Patrick, less.
Crowley 家的孩子呢，因为病发再次入院，医生并不愿意做出预测，说孩子们到底还能活多长时间。
But John says, please, Dr. Whitman, we won't hold you to it. We just need to know something. 但是这样说了 ，Whitman 医生，我们并不是要逼你，我们确实需要了解一些事情。How much more time do we have? How long? 我们还有多长时间？孩子还能活多长时间？A doctor says, well, if there's another respiratory crisis, all bets are off. 医生说呢，如果呼吸系统再次出现问题，那就一切都完了。But otherwise, Megan, maybe a year, Patrick less. 但如果不出意外的话 ,Megan 还有一年， Patrick 的时间更少。
确实时间不等人啊，因为时间对于 Crowley 家的孩子来说就是生命。这样呢，现在是在跟时间赛跑，是在跟生命赛跑。所以为了让新药的研发能够加快进展，仗想了很多的办法。到底接下来故事将如何发展呢？赵能不能够救自己的孩子呢？明天我们的节目中将继续跟卢涵来分享这部亲情片《良医妙药》。
All right, before we finish the show, let's go over some of the phrases and words we've learned today. The first one, claw someone's way up the ladder, 爬上更高的职位或者地位。Venture capital, 风险投资。The odds of something, 一件事情发生的几率。Infusion, 注入物引进的资金或者力量。
All right, that's all for today. I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
I'm Luhan. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio Symphony 4 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语PK台一起学起来
还有
收音机吗你 out 了北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索“掌上 AM774” 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。